Hello and welcome to another edition of our special program on the anniversary death of Imam Khomeini. The great phenomenon of our age, Imam Khomeini, was the leader of Muslims in Iran and all other parts of the world. The expression of his thoughts and ideas were so strong that foreign press, even American, labeled him as a hero who shook the world as the absolute guide of Iran. His memory will always remain in our heart. Imam's revolution did not only cause a wave of social and political change in Iran, but rather evolved into a greater revolution of understanding the culture of Islam. Expressions such as jihad or crusade, shahadat or martyrdom that were long forgotten in Iran were given a new life, and thus a popular revolution became more complete. Let's listen to what an expert has to say on Imam's global vision.
Imam رو به عنوان یک شخصیت سیاسی یا یک فیلسوف یا یک
There were many dimensions to his personality. He was a politician, a philosopher, a clergyman, and a religious jurisprudent, all wrapped in one. And that is not all. In him, you could see all manners of virtues. He carried with himself the aura of prophets. He had with himself the features and the characteristics of the prominent prophets. What is certain is that his supreme characteristics had a certain positive effect on his associates, and he was so charismatic that his personality was reminiscent of that of Moses, of Jesus, and of other prophets, for they were his models and he followed them as his models, such as Abraham, Moses, Jesus, and Muhammad, peace be upon them. He spent 60 to 70 years polishing himself as a man. He would pay attention to even the minutest of matters. Similarly, he made a successful venture into the world of mysticism and humanity. I mean, all these factors had turned him into a man you could pattern your life after. Another of his characteristics or virtues was his never-ending trust in God. As he would say himself, he never feared or relied on any man. Rather, he took refuge in God. And that was monotheism, as he practiced, that he never invested hope on anyone but God. That is what monotheism is all about.
فقط توجه و توکلشون بر خدا بود و خداوند امام رو در تمام مراحل حفظ کردند.
According to Imam Khomeini, mysticism is freedom from earthly desires. A human's honor shines as he moves towards deliverance. According to the leader of the Islamic Revolution, the mystic is a tireless warrior ready for battle. He rises up to the challenge on the battlefield. He is a lover that thinks of nothing but his beloved. He has the type of personality that leaves nothing undone on his path to attain the truth. The Imam teaches us that a man's humanity and piety depends on his knowledge and freedom of mind. Yes, Imam in fact revitalized religion along with religious values. He desired that man be governed by religion. His speeches were directed to an audience larger than his countrymen. Rather, his message was one that can be described as global. He always used to say, "I am making this announcement to the entire world." As a man of God, he reintroduced true mysticism to the world.
Imam Khomeini, at different junctures, had warned the people of Iran and Muslims around the world of possible threats facing them. He had told them to be brave and face the enemy. He had told them to always fight for the truth and never, never bow down to tyranny and darkness. The Iranian youth, of course, acted upon his lessons as we saw them fight until their last breath during the war against Iraq. Imam Khomeini will always remain a legend in Islam's history.
When you entered Imam Khomeini's house, you would not guess him to be the leader of a momentous revolution from his unassuming lifestyle. He was not an ordinary personality, rather he was the leader of world shiites. He lived in a modest home featuring a small desk. The house was not large enough to take a walk. He was a role model for order. He used to say that he was happy to live by the shrine, as it came to him as an enormous blessing. He was careful with his tone of speech so that it would be as loving and kind to his family members as possible. You would never hear him giving orders, "You turn on the lights, bring tea or spread the prayer rug." He would never have anyone do his jobs. You could often find him busy studying at his desk. Imam Khomeini cherished a simple life. Upon his arrival from Paris, he told my husband, "What are all these carpets they have spread on the ground before me? What do they have taken me for? An emperor or a chancellor?" I left Iran as a religious student and teacher, and I am no different now. There is no need for all this luxury or these decorations. Weren't these the very things we revolted against? He was so humble with his family and friends. He would always hear different opinions prior to making a decision. This was a direct lesson from the Prophet in that he made a point to consult with others. I mean, God revealed himself unto the Prophet. He did not need to consult with people. This action had more of a social function for posterity. Well, you could see that the Imam had patterned after the Prophet. Iranians were proud to have him as the leader of the revolution. When he spoke, you could hear that it came from his heart. This characteristic of the Imam attracted great numbers of people to him. The fact that he practiced what he preached made his words doubly penetrating and effective. I mean, we have a difficult time dealing with our youths, but he had an army of young people holding the fort for our country. I have the honor of calling myself sister to a martyr. I can recall the time we would tell our brother, "It's still too early for you to go to war," but he ignored our words with the truest of intentions and love, heading to the battlefield. You might ask why. I am of the belief that the Imam's words were those of God. People took his words to their hearts.
He was a devout Muslim, one of the greatest symbols of humanity and courage. He taught the world a lesson about freedom and independence of thought. Discussion concerning the revival of religious thought and Imam Khomeini as a unique Muslim is an interesting one. He did not champion a newly revealed religion, yet causing a return to religion and God were among the consequences of his leadership. His message concerned the revival of values that were gradually being forgotten. Only a select few still maintained those values. It was within such an environment that the Imam was able to reinstate these values to their rightful place within society. The Imam was a maverick in reviving true mysticism. He succeeded in cleansing mysticism from the changes and misuses that it had come to represent throughout the years. He was adamant that true mysticism had nothing to do with indifference or isolationism. On the contrary, he claimed that mystic union could not be separated from jihad or heroism. The Imam considered mysticism as attempting to unite with God, dying to him, seeing nothing but him, and reaching the great phenomenon that is truth.
The secret to Imam's success was his unfounded efforts to fight the evil within. He said, "One of the most dangerous threats to humanity is a man's thinking that he never makes mistakes and he is complete." Imam Khomeini added, "We should always remember that in this vast arena of life, a man could be the best or could be the darkest." Till next time, goodbye and God bless.